Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Thursday, Diana.
Yeah, it is.
And we're going to talk about a theme today. You know, recently we were talking about finding some new things to read and,
yes.
and some websites on places to find new books, new titles to read. Today we're going to discuss how to get those books in a digital format.
Ah, well, I have a Kindle, so this is right up my alley.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I'm old-fashioned. I like my books so that I can throw them across the room if I get mad.
Well, if you get the right case for your Kindle.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine me winging a Kindle across there? Not a good idea.
Don't try it out with mine,
I know people
okay?
who have done that before, but mm-hmm. I do like to, you know, and I like, you know, you can't really kill a bug with your, a spider with your Kindle either.
No,
I mean,
no.
But you did that with a book, you know, you should just bam, bam it.
No, I run and get you.
There, exactly. There you go. And I go get a book. Okay. So Amazon, of course, is the place that most people think of ebooks. And, you know, they sell most of their books in both paper copy and as ebooks, you know, and so Amazon is huge for this. And, you know, if you have an Amazon Prime membership, you can download one free ebook each month.
I knew this, but I've never done it.
Right. You should do it because
I
we
should.
Do. We are Prime
I, although
members.
Although I don't have time to read one
right,
book a month.
Right. So Amazon also has thousands of book titles available for free. And all you have to do is visit Amazon.com and in the search bar type free ebook.
Yes.
And then click in the Kindle store and it will give you all sorts of things. Now, you don't have to have a Kindle. We should note that.
True.
For Amazon. It makes free Kindle readers for most smartphones, computers, tablets.
Yeah, and some smartphones even come with it on it automatically.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, you know, libraries, you're a library fan.
I do like a good library.
I was always a library fan too, although when I was a kid, I was scared of the librarian. So it scared me to go to the library.
Sad.
It is. She just looks scary to me. She looked kind of big and mean. So I didn't mess with her. And you had to be really quiet there. You know, it's just, you know, mm-hmm. it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, it's a sad story, really. But libraries have ebooks now. How do you get an ebook from a library, Diana?
Well, each library has their own system, but sometimes you can get it right off of their website. Sometimes you do need to go there and just talk to them. So what I would recommend is either call your local library and or visit them in person and just ask them how they go about it, because everyone is a little bit different. You know, concurrently, did you know that many metro libraries in Iowa allow residents of rural areas to get library cards?
I did not know that.
Yes. So even if you are in, you know, a small town,
mm-hmm.
not close to one of those metro areas, you can still access the large collection of ebooks available from, say, Cedar Rapids.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, there's also booklending.com. Booklending is essentially a crowdsourced Kindle library. So you can share digital books that you own or borrow one from someone else. Now, this sounds like it's going to have authors and copyright owners not very happy.
Yeah,
because you're not really paying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works.
Not sure.
But I have heard of booklending.com.
Yes.
So you could check it out. But, you know, the best part of lending a digital book, you don't have to worry about getting it back because after 14 days, it automatically returns to you.
Yes, because sometimes I'm thinking, okay, who did I loan that book to?
Right.
How do I get it back from them without seeming, you know, kind of annoying?
Exactly. So there are a lot of ebook sources out there, depending on which avenue you want to go down.
Yeah.
So even the old-fashioned library. So until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.